Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This feels super illegal.
Okay.
And it's very out of character for this specific person. But at the same time, it's creating something that is going to live on for decades.
Yeah.
Something that his kids will be able to come back to and reminisce about. You could argue this makes him a great dad.
Oh.
You could also argue this man is an idiot. He committed a legitimate crime and is setting a terrible example.
But you said it's like hanging out at his house.
Oh, no.
Like,
it is,
I could see it.
It's in front of his house forever.
And I can see it.
It's right. I'll take you to it right now. Yeah, I will show you right now.
Touch the thing.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Okay, I got to be careful with the story.
Sure.
Because I don't know how illegal what he just did is.
Really?
Yes. All right, so over the weekend, I was at a guy's house. And let's just say, I don't want to give his identity away.
Yeah.
All right, but let's just say I shared a room with this guy for 16 years while I was growing up.
Okay.
Let's just say Let's just say, but we'll keep him anonymous. And this room sharer, when I'm at his place, he got all excited to show me something.
What do you got?
Well, he lives in a neighborhood that is in the middle of being built right now.
Okay.
And they are putting down sidewalks.
Yeah.
Okay. So he drags me outside, and he shows me the sidewalk in front of his house.
Oh, cool.
And
love me a good sidewalk viewing.
Well, it wasn't so much what they did to the sidewalk.
What's
what he did to the sidewalk.
Oh, he likes jazz it up a little bit?
In the cement are two little dried handprints of his two daughters.
Yeah.
And then "Go Bills" written by a big old fat finger.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And this mystery man told me.
Fat finger. Wah, wah, wah.
Way to not be specific, by the way.
Well, no, I don't want to give the guy's identity.
He's so fat. Who could it be?
So this mystery man tells me that he just happened to be ending the day right in front of his house.
Yeah.
As they were pouring the concrete for this thing.
Yeah.
So that his square in front of his house was the last one they were doing.
That's a great idea, okay, man.
So he says he crouched in the window as they were leaving. And as soon as they were out of sight, he ran outside with his kids.
Go.
Yes. He committed this act of vandalism and he ran inside. And I'll be honest.
He
ran back inside so they wouldn't catch him and he had to rust the concrete off their
heads.
So I was shocked because I thought I thought this was very illegal, like very illegal.
Yeah, but have you ever gone on like a walk or run and you do notice this every now and then, like somebody put their little designs like into the sidewalk in front of their house?
Kimmy, I thought
at least I assume it's in front of their house.
I thought people could get arrested for this.
I don't know.
So you would think it'd be vandalism.
I mean, what else? Yeah, I mean, it's town property, right?
Yeah.
You're sticking your hands in there, your fat finger.
Fat finger.
So I'm telling him this. I go, hey, mystery man. You know, this sounds like something really bad you shouldn't have done. And he says, I'm an idiot. It's no big deal. People do it all the time.
All right.
You're just trying to scare me. But
I hope his cop dad doesn't see it.
All right.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. First question, is what this mystery man did on the sidewalk in front of his house against the law? And if it is against the law, what kind of punishment could this mystery man be looking at? Because if it is illegal, I know he is going to freak out because this mystery man is a big old soft boy.
So it has to your point, it has to be illegal to tamper with something that's not yours and deface it, basically.
Yeah.
With your fat finger.
With the big old fat finger. As the song goes,
fat finger.
What if it's like your kid that does it, though?
Okay, well, that, I mean, that's...
Well, kids don't know.
Yeah.
But if you're a homeowner...
And a grown-ass man...
Going out to town property, which I guess the town would own a sidewalk, right?
I'm guessing?
Right?
That makes
so
sense?
So you're tampering with town property.
Okay, now you're just making up charges.
Well, it would be vandalism.
Tampering with town property. I don't know what the charge...
Trespassing and tampering.
Look, I can't imagine it's not illegal because everyone would do it.
Because it's a work site.
Yeah.
I mean, they just poured the concrete and it was still wet.
Sure, yeah, no, I mean, that's how they did this.
So that is technically trespassing onto a work site.
Okay.
No, and you vandalize.
You don't have to make stuff up. We can get the answer. I mean, there's people calling right now. They're going to be able to help us out.
It's encroachment.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
He jumped off sides but got back before
yes.
the offense did?
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Shelly writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. She says, drive into any established neighborhood in the older villages and you'll see those everywhere.
Yeah.
I got it. Does it mean it's legal?
Right.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. You're gonna love this one. So I moved to Canada with, you know, I built a house a few years ago.
Nah, we heard you talking. We weren't going to ooh you.
So, building my house, I was the first one in a new phase, and you know, all the other houses are all being built around as it, you know, as it progressed through. My neighbor across the street from me moved in like a week or so after. He was an old contractor, and he was a boozer, and he was a great guy. And everybody used to hang out in front of his house, a little patio table. And as I came home from work every freaking day, they'd be out front drinking and having cocktails, and they'd wave me over when I'm trying to water my lawn and get grass to grow. So one day they did that. Hey, Dave, come on over. Come over, have a cocktail. And they're like, yeah, did you see next door? They poured the front stoop for so-and-so's house. That, you know, they just got through building this house, and they poured the front steps and everything real nice. I'm like, yeah, they did. They're like, well, go over, take a look at it. Go take a look at the front stoop. And they're all giggling and laughing. I walk over there. Didn't they write my name in the front stoop to this freaking house, a $300,000 house, and they write my name in it? And they're howling, laughing. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Yeah, that was them. That was great neighborhood.
My favorite part of that story is how you gave Kimmy a fake name and then unknowingly said your real name when you were on the air.
Wait,
with us.
Steve's finger.
Dave. Oh, Dave. Yeah, all right, Dave. Sorry. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
Dave's finger.
Oh, man.
Wait, does
imagine
anyone...
though, like that's somebody's actual steps
yeah.
wrote your name.
Yeah, that's even worse. Yeah.
And by the way, what are you gonna do? You gonna like snitch on your?
Know.
They wrote my name. You sound like an idiot. Okay. All right. Does anybody know how illegal this thing is? 252-WCMF 252-9263. Because I think there is actually a bigger question at hand than legality.
Yeah. Which is?
Okay, we're talking about this mystery man whose identity I don't want to give away.
Yeah.
Like I said, let's just say I shared a room with this man for 16 years while I was growing up. He's living in a new development. They're pouring out the sidewalks. The other day, they're finishing the last part of the sidewalk right in front of his house. He notices.
Yeah.
He waits for the people to leave. As soon as they're out of sight, he runs outside with his two daughters. He had both of them put their handprints in the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote, "Go Bills," with a big fat finger.
Mm-hmm. Bad finger.
Thank you, and then ran back inside. And he showed me this while I was at his house over the weekend, and I'm like, bro, this is, like, super illegal. He's, no, it's not. You're so scary.
I'm thinking they could – he could be arrested.
That's what I said, too.
And I think they come looking for his kids, too.
You're going to lock the kids up?
Lock them kids up.
Lock them up.
With their little hands.
Pasley.
Do they ever come back and check on that stuff, though?
Or, yeah, they
or
do.
Would
it's
it have
website.
To be reported?
I mean, I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, the supervisor's going to make sure the job's done.
What
he's
got to
sign off on
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
There's a work supervisor.
There's a work supervisor? Please break down how they...
Once that concrete set, he's got to come out there and check it off his list.
Well, it was set. Like, it was dry when I saw it.
No, I'm saying he's seen it.
Okay. I don't know how this would work. All right.
Well, I mean, you know, the wheels of justice move slow, but they do move forward.
Kimmy, let me ask you this question.
Uh-huh.
For now, let's go on the premise that it's illegal.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost positive it is.
Okay.
Kimmy, is he a good father or a bad father?
Bad daddy.
For doing this with his daughter?
I mean, I think it's kind of cute.
So he's a good father?
Yeah, I don't see it as a bad dad move.
Good father, bad father.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah.
And I think like the kids, you know, wherever they end up in life, if they ever go back to the old house,
okay,
that's going to be there. That's, like you said, it's not going anywhere unless they dig up the sidewalk. Excuse me. It'll be a cool thing Because they don't even they won't even have a memory of it because they're probably so little, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. There's a decent chance.
It'll be a very cool thing for them 30 years from now.
Yeah, bring their own kids back, check it out, right?
And your brother will be around 30 years, right?
Probably. And it is proof.
You said probably, huh?
It is proof and cement. Well, I mean, no day is promised to anybody, Tom.
Yeah.
It is proof and cement that daddy loves them and spends time with them, right? But on the other hand, you just wrapped your kids up in possibly a legitimate crime.
You did.
The cement sidewalk is proof for eternity that your father had no respect for the rule of the law, right?
And go Bills.
Yeah, go Bills. But, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, I have a 15-year-old and a soon-to-be 13-year-old, right? Those teenage girls, teenage boys are the worst, and they don't want to listen to anything you say. If my dad, as a teenager, is telling me, you know, you got to respect, blah, 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 and I can see outside that he vandalized the sidewalk, why would I listen to anything my dad has to say?
You Dad's also done worse.
Okay, fine. What about looking like a dick to your neighbors?
Oh.
Yeah, well, it is going to bother at least one of your neighbors, right? Like, most of them are probably not going to care because it's in front of your house. But there is, like, always that one man or woman that, you know, wants everything pristine. And now you're just being, like, a sloppy neighbor.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right, let's say this is happening. They put up Rich Funky gets more sidewalk money, even though he's retired and moved out of state, because nothing says I love this community like moving as soon as you're done. New sidewalk out front, they're putting it out. You look out the window, you see this situation. Dad, two daughters, hands in the cement, they run back inside. Is that cute or are you pissed?
Oh, man, that's a really we have really nice sidewalks, man. And our sidewalks, I mean, they are pristine.
Is it cute or are you pissed?
It would be if I saw them do
you
it.
You watched them do it.
Cute. If I didn't see them do it, pissed.
What's the difference?
Because I can see the little girls
and
they're
adorable.
Face
to the handprints.
Right. But if I don't see who did it, I'm pissed. I'm going to look at this. Look at these trash-ass neighbors.
So they're only
crapping up with their dirty fingers.
By the way, you can't deny it either. I mean, just put the hands in the handprints and you're caught.
Well, yeah.
I think that's the most messed up part.
Yeah.
Is he didn't put his handprints in there. He just wrote Go Bills.
So, it would be a bigger dick move to put your own handprints in there.
But walk through this with me. Let's say someone in the neighborhood sees this and complains. And they call the town and this is illegal. Mm-hmm. And here come the cops, right? And they go, because his argument to me, and I'm not making this up, his argument was, prove it's me.
Yeah.
It's right in front of his house.
Well,
he's got two daughters, prove it's me.
Fingerprints.
So I go, Ryan.
To march your kids out.
Exactly. I go, Ryan, they could put the kids' hands.
Yeah.
Whoops. Hey, man, they could put the kids' hands into the cement. And he goes, they wouldn't do that. Like, if that's what it comes to, traumatizing your kids by, like, you know, sizing up their hands inside the cement.
Hope they have a growth spurt before this goes to court.
I mean.
Because, you know, if the handprint don't fit. You must have quit.
With a fat finger.
Mm.
I've seen, like, and I don't know how common this is, but I've seen, like, viral videos of neighbors getting pissed over too much sidewalk chalk. Or, like, it bleeds into, like, their, like, the front of their house, and they'll go, like, wash it off because it's bothering them. So if that's going to bother people,
what?
I can imagine that this is would send some people, or at least encourage some people to call the police.
Well, no, you know, Tommy brought up, so he's being cool, Tommy, today, right?
What?
Well, no, you just said, like, you get upset about the sidewalk chalk. That's a dick. That's a dick. You live on a private drive.
Yes, I do.
And you know, when you drive over that sidewalk chalk, it sticks on your tire.
Yes, it does.
Right? It'll, okay.
Yeah, so it gets into treads.
Yeah. So let's say, you know, some kids outside on the private drive, they're doing the chalk right out in front of your driveway. And then, you know, kids get carried away. They don't know what they're doing. They start chalking on your driveway. That's fine?
I got to let it go.
Oh, but you said it was you would want to let it go. You said I got
to
let it go.
I have to let it go. I'm not going to rinse it up and be a mean person.
Would you do it when nobody was looking?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I see, the grandkids.
Yeah.
They're starting getting into the chalk now.
Sure.
And they want to go on the back patio.
Be all over your driveway.
Oh, wait.
The patio?
The patio.
Oh,
now, I know it rinses off, but that drives me nuts.
Wait, so you let them do it?
I have to let them do it. So they're scribbling on the, you know, it's cement, and it's coated, so it'll rinse off.
Do you hear this? It's coated, guys. We coated it.
No, but it looks like graffiti, like it's a subway. Yeah. It looks like a subway in Manhattan in the 70s, man.
All right, Kimmy, I thought
he doesn't know anything about power to the people.
Before we get back to that, I want to come back to that. Can you Google if this is illegal? Because I thought someone would call us and say this is absolutely illegal or not, but it seems
has
like nobody
to
knows.
Be.
That's what I agree with you. All right, going back to the chalk thing in your patio. What does it matter?
Fight the man.
What did the kid? He's a baby.
I know it's cute.
No, but what is it? Nobody sees your backyard.
Well, here's the thing. So, like, when the kids are gone, because the kids come in and out of Chicago.
Yeah.
So, kids are gone now. And I'm watering, so I'm dying to like hose this up, but I know my wife's going to be leaving. You know, the little ones did it so cute, the rain will wash it away.
Yeah.
But when I'm sitting out there having a drink and a smoke at night, I'm like, God damn it, man.
How does that distract you?
Because it looks crappy.
So what?
And I know it's cute in the
It looks crappy. It's cute, but it's crappy.
It's cute in the moment, but they're not coming back for 2 months. I want to get rid of it, and she won't let me. Because it's adorable.
Yes, I just don't get why you can't sit there.
We spent all this money to put this poor patio in, and now I've got, you know, it looks like a Fort Apache, the Bronx in the 70s. I'm waiting for Paul Newman to come walking out of the woods.
Nobody got that joke. Nobody got it.
A lot of guys my age got that joke.
They're all dead, Tommy.
No, that and my Don Baylor joke kills.
I'll give you the Don Baylor. That was a great joke.
No, but, you know, it looks rough. It looks trashy.
Kimmy.
I understand the kids have fun, but let's clean up the fun.
I'm a responsible fun.
How about we hose off fun? Wash it away.
Kimmy, is it illegal to put your hands in wet cement?
So it seems like yes. Tampering with fresh concrete on a public sidewalk is illegal. It could fall under the category of criminal mischief.
Ooh. Oh, man. This mystery guy you speak of is toast. And I know he likes him some toast.
Renee writes us... Renee writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. She says, I think it depends on what town you live in, because I know, as far as I know, our house is concerned with the town sidewalk in front of it. If we want it fixed, we have to do it ourselves. It doesn't fall on the town. Oh, maybe he saved his
Oh, so maybe it depends on.
They lay it down and you got to maintain it?
Yeah, but it's still.
So, yeah, that may depend on where you live.
It's still a public piece of space. You don't own it. Even though, like, you got to shovel it and stuff.
Well, like, I do wonder because, like, let's say you planted a tree and the roots are, like, damaging the sidewalk. Like, are you responsible for fixing that part of the sidewalk because it's in front of your property?
You're not asking me that question, are you?
Well, I'm thinking, like, I bet you there are people that are responsible for whatever damage is done in front of their house.
Okay, all right.
So maybe it's on you.
Well, Pete writes us, actually, I mean, whether or not he could be... He could be off the hook here.
What's that?
Pete says on Instagram, no one could tell the difference between Tommy and a little girl's hands. He could just say Tommy did it. I mean, it's a valid argument. He's looking at his ass.
I got normal ass hands for my size.
You do not have normal ass
They
hands.
Fit, right?
Those are sad. For God's sake.
By the way, they were working good last night, baby. Yeah. It was taco night.
Let's take a break.
Right there.
Stop. Stop it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
As time goes on,
yeah,
the identities of communities change.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Greece of 1970 is not the Greece of today.
Oh, of course not.
Right? It looks completely different.
Sure.
And the same goes for the entire greater Rochester area. Yet, even though things have changed,
mm-hmm,
and we're a century past having this nickname bestowed upon us,
yeah,
someone is arguing it might still apply.
Oh.
Because no matter what Rochester is or becomes, it does kind of feel like there is an attitude we will always have.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. In 1928. That's when.
1928.
A reporter for Forbes magazine wrote that Rochester was the smuggiest city in the United States.
We were King Smug.
You got it. Now, he was talking about the business and social scene here in Rochester.
Yeah, the industrial, you know, we were booming.
But he even talked about personally. Like, yeah, there is one thing in this article that talks about how people were using the country club ladder to climb to Oak Hill. It was like, you start at Monroe Country Club, you go to Locust Hill Country,
yeah,
Club, and if you shake enough hands, you end up at Oak Hill Country Club. And you look down upon everybody on your way up. So from that point on,
mm-hmm,
Rochester, New York became known as Smugtown, USA.
Yeah, there was a whole book written on it.
Yes, and we embraced it. There, mm-hmm, was a paper called the Smugtown Beacon, mm-hmm, that was here for a little while. And to make sure everyone is included here,
yeah,
smug is defined as being self-satisfied. We are pleased with ourselves, and we think we're awesome. We think we're superior. Now, we're not going to scream it out loud.
But we think we're better than you.
Exactly. We're better than everyone else,
yeah,
but we're going to keep it to ourselves. Just look down our noses at you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, Tommy, in 1928, there was a lot to be smug about.
Yeah.
And that continued for a few decades here,
oh,
in,
yeah,
Rochester. Things were booming. But things change. Businesses move. Neighborhoods become different. And over the weekend, the Democrat and Chronicle ran a story about the history of the term and how Rochester embraces it. Now, I think it would be fair to say that there was more to be smug about in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Then there is to be smug about in,
like,
Rochester.
That smug, yeah, look off your face.
I think Rochester's been pretty humbled.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
We all went through it.
Yeah. I mean, we still have some things that,
yeah,
we get in this area that other places don't.
Can you give me an example?
Well, like, right now you have the Buffalo Bills here.
Okay.
And they're featured on a TV show, and it's showing, like, this beautiful university in this gorgeous little town.
Okay.
Right? We get a major golf event here every 10 years.
Okay, yeah, that's, yeah, fair.
Buffalo, Syracuse does not get that. Okay. Albany doesn't get that. So, I mean, it seems like we attract higher-end stuff here.
Okay.
Outside of maybe than any other place.
Okay, but see, just that outfit you're wearing today screams smug.
What,
so
is,
I don't know if...
About?
What?
Yeah.
You look like the sperm that didn't make it.
Which, made it to your mama.
Which you should have been to begin with. All right.
Z.
The phone number is 252-WCMF.
252-9263. Didn't that be in your mama's vagina?
Which that outfit was made out of. Shut up.
With my sperm.
The writer of this article argues that Rochester, even a century later, is still Smugtown, USA.
Okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is Rochester still smug? You argue yes.
Yes.
Kimmy, is Rochester still smug?
No, I think everybody that lives here complains about it and acts like they want out most of the time. And I think if you were smug about the place you lived, you wouldn't have that attitude.
Okay. Okay. Now, that's a fair point. But I think there is a line that needs to be drawn here.
Right.
It's like the little brother syndrome.
Yeah.
I am allowed to make, yeah, fun of where I'm from, but it doesn't mean that it's not as good as other places. All right. Let me ask you this, Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Is Rochester a better place to live than Syracuse, in your opinion?
Yeah, but I'm biased,
okay,
to live here.
Would you be excited to move to Buffalo if you were given the chance?
Yeah.
You would be excited,
yeah,
to move
Buffalo's
to Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo's got a lot going on.
Closer to the wings.
Kimmy, tell me something nice about Albany, Utica, or Binghamton.
To be honest, I have not spent enough time in those places to know.
Do you think Rochester's food is superior to other places?
I always assume everybody kind of has what we have.
Okay, look at Kim. I'm just humble. I'm humble.
I think that, like, I don't know, if you talk to anybody not from here, like, there are things that you could brag about, but I can't imagine that they wouldn't be like, yeah, we also have that.
Have you been named a top five food city in America? Because we have. Have you been named the number one pizza city in America? Because we have.
Ooh.
All right, pizza, fair, okay. Fair. Does that make us better than anybody?
We all believe our colleges are better. And when it comes to who we identify as Rochester people, we take everybody. Now, there's no debate about Lou Gramm, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Chuck Mangione, right? Mm-hmm. But we'll even try and claim celebrities that barely spent time here.
Yeah.
John Lithgow, UFC fighter John Bones Jones,
right.
Music legend Cab Calloway. We argue they're successful because they are Rochester people, even though they only spent like an hour here when they came out of their mothers.
But we probably have more of those type of people here than Buffalo or Syracuse, and you could even go to, like, business.
You're talking about famous and successful business. People.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Golisano.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a self-made billionaire with a brilliant idea.
Sure, sure, sure.
All right. And then you got the Wegmans.
Yep.
Family, right?
Yeah.
Wegmans and then you got something.
Then you have the Glazers.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Again, like, they're global.
Understood.
So I don't know what Buffalo and Syracuse has to compare that to.
Okay.
Doubt you got it.
But do they care?
Jim Boeheim.
Well, I don't know why you would compare Jim Boeheim to three billionaires.
I don't know. What else you got there?
Well, no, I'm sure there are billionaires that live in Buffalo.
Yeah, probably billionaires.
No, but to that degree, like that.
The Pagulas.
Well, but actually, she's
from
Fairport,
here.
And he's not from this area.
Okay, but
so half of the Pagulas are from Fairport.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but nobody cares. Like, if you were going to brag about where you lived, you're like, yeah, there's a billionaire that's from here. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
As much
I'm going to Buffalo. That's better food.
That's not like something to like that says a lot about where you live.
Yes,
and how
it does.
You live.
It means like they reside here.
Oh, I don't know
sometimes
their money is here.
Okay.
Ah.
I'm guessing they have
the
houses.
Glazers bought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
and
the soccer team.
Homes
in England.
No, but there's
everywhere.
Glazers still here.
There's Glazers all over the place.
Yeah.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Glazer.
I mean,
and if
the
you
Wilson
have to explain to other
here.
People, but if you have to explain to other
Wilson.
People not from here who that family is and what they did, you're just going to bore the crap out
of somebody.
That's
because they're stupid.
No, but I mean, she makes a good point. Like Wegmans, they would know
me. Yeah, Wegmans cool. Okay. Like Wegmans is a place I've been. Wegmans
but
is
Tom
a cool
Galisano
grocery
literally
store.
Advertises. On the PGA Tour.
You would have... No, it doesn't say Golisano. It says paycheck.
Yeah, that's him.
No, but I know. It doesn't say... It's not his face.
I know, but it's his thing.
Nobody in Buffalo, nobody in Syracuse, nobody in Albany would know who Tom Golisano is. Nobody in Buffalo, Syracuse, or Albany would know who the
Blazers are. He also puts his name on a hospital.
Okay. No, I understand, but they're not going to that
you
hospital.
Maybe
that
when you
person.
Get cancer, we'll deny it because you don't know who I am.
They have their own hospitals.
Yeah, but they don't have a Golisano.
Okay.
I'm not saying...
They may have some busted-ass other billionaire.
Buffalo
hospital.
Has Roswell.
Oh.
Who's Roswell?
Roswell, I'm assuming
that's what I mean.
A billionaire
like,
who donated a bunch of
money. Unless
you're
like from these places,
the
you probably
land.
Don't know. And I'm not saying like you shouldn't appreciate what those people
like
have done here.
Here.
But I just, I can understand.
You and Brother
Weiss
go down to Miami and go hang out with your buddies
I
down there in your patent leather shoes and your loud wives.
Why somebody not from here doesn't care.
I don't care. I've got it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Rochester, Smug Town, USA. And a story in the DNC talks about how we got that title. It was written in Forbes magazine in 1928.
How am I the smuggest person in this room? I'm not even from
here.
Well,
I know, but it's just you. You're smug about everything you try
Maybe
to put
Maybe that's
your
why I like
on.
It here so much.
But you also crap all over it all the time.
All this stuff you like.
People walking around, looking around. I don't go here. My car don't go there.
And by the way, like you're like, oh, we get a PGA once every
that's
10
huge,
years.
Man.
But there are other smaller towns that also get the PGA Tour once every 10 years. If somebody from like those that tiny town in Pennsylvania that I don't know,
Gulf Town, USA,
yeah, whatever.
Oh,
they
Coulsville.
Have a PGA. They host a PGA event. Like if they said, "Oh, I'm from there. We have a PGA event once every 10 years." Are you impressed?
No, because we got a better one.
But how do you know?
Yeah,
because we got Oak Hill, man, number one course in America.
I do find. Look, I would argue we are still Smug Town, USA. Right? Because I think that most people think like Tommy,
mm-hmm.
right? As much as people want to crap on their own stuff, like everything is better, right? Because we got people writing us here on Instagram. Like Eric writes us, Duffy on WCMF, Buffalo has the Goo Goo Dolls, LOL. We also have Rick James. And the Goo Goo Dolls also like...
You may not want to claim all of Rick James. Maybe just the good stuff.
Okay, but if we're going to talk about bad stuff that we claim from
we got
like,
no bad stuff.
How many serial killers that made national news?
By the way, national news, successful serial killers.
Buffalo has a president, and they also had a president shot there, one in, one out.
Okay, all right.
Like, all right.
But those were like busted old ass presidents that really didn't do nothing. Like, you and I could have been president at the turn of the century.
No, we couldn't have.
There was railroads and one car. How hard was it to run this country? Most of the army was horses.
The guy got shot. He was, well, McKinley was shot in Buffalo.
Yeah, he was.
And they named a mall after him.
Yeah, he was running his mouth over there. What are you doing? Him and his loud wife.
Do you think if you were going to...
Is that how it, what did his inauguration speech sound like? Because I didn't know he sounded like that.
Ben!
Why did he get inaugurated in Buffalo? What you were saying.
I mean, my question, I guess, would be then... if there was another Tommy in Buffalo and you two had to have an argument over which city was better, what could you say that you have here that Buffalo doesn't have?
Oh, first of all, your city is ugly looking. Aesthetically, it's just a horrible looking city. It looks exactly what you think Buffalo should look like.
Okay, but couldn't you say
restaurants are way better here?
Say the same thing about Rochester?
You could take the restaurant scene here. Buffalo does not have a restaurant scene.
They're going to say the same thing.
They got a booze scene.
No, I mean, Buffalo's got pretty good restaurants.
Yeah.
Chippewa and Puke Street. I don't care about that. What, do you got a tram that goes 35 feet and it costs you $1 billion?
They have a tram,
$1?
Though.
Yeah, that is the stupidest idea.
And we all paid for it.
But we don't.
But no, but like the tram, the light rail in Buffalo makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's faster to walk it.
Yes. Yeah, you can have a conversation with the people inside while it's going down the street.
Okay, but you still haven't named anything that... we have that they don't.
That they don't have. They don't have Oak Hill, which is like a number one course.
I mean, PJ kind of event they don't get. That's
okay. Yeah.
Okay. What else? What are any questions?
No, that was the question.
I'm asking you.
Thing that we have that Buffalo doesn't. What?
We have access to the Finger Lakes. They do not.
Well, they've got Lake Erie.
It's still a little bit of a drive.
Lake Erie ain't
really
no lake you want to go to, man.
It's literally called Lake. It's a great one, actually.
It's actually the worst of the Great Lakes.
You just made that up.
It's shallow.
Yeah?
It's got Cleveland pee in it. Do you want to swim in Cleveland whiz?
They're closer to Toronto. They have that argument than...
Well, I don't know if a good argument is our city's so good because we're closer to another city.
You just argued the Finger Lakes.
Oh, good point.
That's not us.
All right, 252-WCMF. Are we still Smugtown USA? Let's talk to a man who's never been smug in his life.
Oh.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I'm talking to smug guy 101 right there. That's Pat Duffy. You can't go a minute without saying Rochester's better than somebody else.
No, I agree with you. I see myself as a smug person for Rochester, but I do think Kimmy's questions are valid.
Yes. Did you say that people in Buffalo don't know who Tom Golisano is?
Yes.
Yeah. They should, because he owned the Sabres.
Oh, good call. I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Ben.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Is that a good memory for people in Buffalo?
It's the last time they made the playoffs.
And he saved the franchise.
I was going to say, didn't they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals when Tom owned the team?
No, it was 99, but they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals and everyone got staph infections. But that's a whole other discussion.
Well, they still made it further than they currently did.
Yeah, no, I'm not crapping on Tom Golisano. Okay, Syracuse, because he didn't know Jim Boeheim. How about that? Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I forgot that he owned the Sabres.
Yeah,
how did I forget?
Yeah, that's a big one.
And you're right, he did save them. I mean, the Sabres were taken away.
That's an argument.
The Regas family committed massive fraud.
Yeah.
That's a whole
The cable
other,
guy.
Yeah, the Adelphia cable people. All right, I think proof that we are still Smugtown, Kimmy, is what happened. You're not Kimmy.
I know, but I'm listening. It's a great show.
Is what is happening with the Bills and Hard Knocks right now.
Yeah.
Because like when people in Rochester found out that we were going to be on Hard Knocks, not a single person worried how we were going to look on HBO. Everyone said, this is going to be great for our community because everyone will see how good things are here.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened 2 summers ago when the PGA Championship was in town.
But that's all in like one small part.
Okay.
Of Rochester.
When Rochester is focused on nationally, nobody worries what Rochester will look like. We even tune in to watch horrific crime stories.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
And beautiful and pristine little towns.
No, yeah. Look, whether or not it's good, people don't worry about it, which tells me that we're all still smug.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I mean, if we're not Smugtown USA, I don't know what town Smugtown would be.
Who's smugger?
Smugger. 252-WCMF, big-ass smug man right here.
Oh, who's that?
Frank's on CMF. Hey, Frankie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I remember when Kurt Gerling wrote that book, and I was
in
a little
20s?
Boy. Yeah, in the
53
yeah.
is when they wrote the book about smug town.
Yeah, and it was at that time, things have changed a lot. However, at that time, this Rochester was like two towns separated by the Genesee River. You guys know that. The people worked at Kodak, Xerox, and Bausch & Lomb. The people that were bigwigs lived east of the river. The people that were the blue-collar guys lived west of the river. Now that all these three have gone, it's changed a bit, yes. But if you go to other towns, and I worked 40 years on the road in all these towns you're talking about, and I would rather live right where I do, two blocks from the 12 Corners in Brighton, all my God-darn life, and my kids, too, and I love living in this area.
There you go, goddamn it.
Frank!
What?
No.
We're just pro-Frank.
We were chanting for you, Frank.
We're anti-Kimmy.
We got fired up.
Yeah, go ahead. What?
No, never mind.
Did we wake you up?
I've seen Albany, Utica.
I've seen it all, man.
They're all decent towns in their own way, yes.
Bandit, Funluck, Cadillac, Arkansas.
Rochester is the best town to live in New York State.
Amen, brother.
Large city, semi-large city.
I'm with
to
you.
Live in.
All right, Frank, I'm late, buddy. I got to go, but thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Frank, what? I just want to clear something up before we get out of here, because we are... as much as we have a lot of two-thirds of the show is a lot of Rochester pride, we also might be the dumbest show in Rochester.
What was that?
Well, because, you know, you brought up Strong and Golisano there, and I said they got Roswell, and you said, who's Roswell? And I go, I assume that's a millionaire who donated billionaire money.
Yeah.
According to Daniel on Instagram, Dr. Roswell Park treated President McKinley when he was shot in 1901.
Really?
Not very good. Wait, the guy died.
Is that our truth thing?
How does he get a hospital when the most important patient he ever got died? That just makes our point, man. Your best doctor sucked.
We had to have a
rush election because of him.
If I remember the story correctly,
he
died of an infection.
Yeah, because you didn't treat it.
But they didn't know back then. Like it was.
Dr. Roswell didn't know about infections? But this thing looks kind of pussy. Better go walk it off then, McKinley. Hey, why don't you go soak it in the river? Go soak it in the lake. I hear some of that Cleveland wheel clean it up.
Hold on, I'm looking at this up.
Yeah, God forbid he's wrong. And there is some billionaire that donated a whole bunch of money to save people's lives and were making fun of a doctor that didn't actually exist that may have killed President McKinley.
It says he was the medical director... where President McKinley was shot, he did not perform the initial surgery.
So he was like the administrator?
That's what I'm finding this out with you. Yeah. You're looking at me asking me questions.
He was in Niagara Falls when the assassination attempt occurred and arrived at the scene as the surgery was nearing completion.
Okay.
All right, we doing over here, boys? Yeah. All right, stitch him up. Let's go. We got paying customers out there. This fat turd's taking up a lot of space.
Did he have a fat finger?
Fat finger.
So I guess what we learned in this discussion.
What's that?
Never trust a Daniel.
No.
Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Career coming to an end for one NFL player.
Yeah, you were saying.
And here's the thing. In other communities, this is a big deal for us. You may not even know this guy's name. If you do know this guy's name, it's for this specific reason. And I am curious, now that his career is over, if this is something he was excited to be a part of,
yeah,
or something he never wants to talk about again.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Bills training camp comes to an end today at St. John Fisher, mm-hmm. right? And it's awesome because we have the reigning MVP in Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always that way.
Yeah.
There was a time.
There was a time.
Where we were all questioning that draft pick. And even when he put his helmet on, we were worried that maybe he wasn't what we were being sold he was.
Okay.
Come back with me, Tom.
All right, where are we going?
Week 3 of the 2018 NFL season.
Are we in Los Angeles, by the way?
We are not in Los Angeles. Oh. No, this is Josh's rookie year.
Oh.
The Bills are 0-2. They've gotten blown out. They got blown out week 1 by the Ravens. I believe week 2 is when Vontae Davis quit at halftime.
Okay.
So things are embarrassing.
Yeah.
The Bills are headed to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yep. And rookie Josh Allen so far is...
All right.
Tough times.
Yep. In this game, the Bills are 17-point underdogs, and there was not much to be excited
about. Okay.
Then it happened.
The miracle?
Your Buffalo Bills were facing a 3rd-and-10, and Josh Allen, in this moment, decided to introduce himself to the universe. The first hurdle.
The big hurdle.
It was the first hurdle. And I think it's one of those moments.
First
like,
Josh highlight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Kimmy, I think we all remember where we were when we watched the first Josh hurdle. There's a reason I bring this up
yeah.
today. Anthony Barr retired from the NFL. And Anthony Barr was the victim of the first ever Josh hurdle.
So do you know who was standing next to him playing?
Who?
Your dad.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He was telling me all about it when I ran into him.
So Anthony Barr has had a hell of a career. He was a top 10 pick, 4-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
But he was the guy who...
He's got hurdles.
Well, look, he was the first person
He's in
to,
that image.
Yes, find yeah. out, Kimmy, what a...
Forever burned in wow. football history.
He found out for the first time what a physical freak Josh yeah. Allen is. Let me ask you a question.
Mm.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because when all is said and done, and I mean no disrespect to Anthony Barr, because
yeah.
he had,
yeah.
what, like a 14-year career?
Yeah, with but his helmet smells Solid like run. Balls.
Is that why you kept trying to put it on?
Yeah.
When it's all said and done 30 yeah. years from now, Josh Allen will be far more remembered than
oh,
Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So being a part of this makes him a part of NFL history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also got, like, massively embarrassed on national
sure.
television.
Yeah.
Kimmy, if you're Anthony Barr, do you brag about this, or do you not want anyone to bring it up around you?
I mean, I guess, do you think it's less embarrassing for him because Josh has now done this multiple times? Like, you weren't the only one that got by Josh Allen. You just discovered. It's actually less embarrassing for you because you didn't know he could do that.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, so, like if it was Nate Peterman. Is that what his name
Nate
is?
Peterman was the one who got pulled at halftime.
Yeah, if he did it to you, that's embarrassing.
Okay.
Because you've
that guy sucks.
Because you've seen guys now adjust when Josh is coming at them, knowing he does that sometimes.
Yeah, they go straight up and try to hit him in the ball.
So I'm gonna say maybe it's something that you wouldn't be totally embarrassed by.
Tommy, would you brag about this if you were Anthony Barr?
Yeah, because, you know, that's going to be my only highlight, really, that people will know me nationally.
He's a four-time Pro Bowler.
Like he's known in Minnesota, but like outside of that, I'd never heard of this guy.
You've never heard of anybody. There are guys that are contributors to this Bills team.
He's still right next to him.
So Anthony Barr sat down and did an interview with Tim Graham of The Athletic. And by the way, if you don't read Tim Graham, I highly suggest
you got to get on that.
He is great. We've had him on the show multiple times. You don't even know who he is. Okay.
Great man.
This is a quote from Anthony Barr when asked about the hurdle. He said, quote, "I thought he was going to try and run over me, and I was like, this is crazy. Then he jumped over me, and I was like, well, that's crazy, too." He finished it off with, "You get got sometimes."
Yeah.
So
it doesn't sound like he's ashamed of
it. Well, he leaned into it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Like, if you
I said, he may have been so, amazed in that moment. Like, holy crap, this kid can fly.
Yeah, and he did. Yeah. It did look like he flew. Yeah. We've talked on the show before about, you know, if you played high school sports, chances are you played against someone that eventually went on to go do something.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, professional athlete, you know, big D1 college, whatever. Guys brag about that because it's their attachment to greatness. But I'm sure Anthony Barr thinks he's the baddest man on the planet.
Well, yeah, because he played at the highest level.
Exactly. So I think it's hard for us to wrap our heads around because, yes, like if I'm trying to think here, Greg Paulus was a quarterback that I played against when I was a kid.
Mm.
Played point guard at Duke. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Head coach. If he had done something super embarrassing to me, I would brag about that.
Yeah.
Because it attaches me to greatness.
Yeah.
But I don't think if I played.
You're already pretty great at that level.
Yeah, I'm Anthony Barr. Exactly. Yeah. Like, if we got embarrassed as a radio show by some, like, radio show that doesn't do as well as we do.
I mean, all of them.
I don't know if I would be excited.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, but we're also kind of like shallow jerks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
But NFL players, they all have egos.
Oh, true. Yeah. Well, yeah, they have massive egos.
Could you imagine if Crowley embarrassed you? You wouldn't brag about that down the road.
No. No.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be holding this wine by the stem.
I first got this stem glass of red wine.
252 WCMF. Anthony Barr, Minnesota Vikings legend, four-time Pro Bowler, top 10 NFL pick, retired earlier this week. And the reason we bring it up, he is the victim of the first ever Josh Allen hurdle. So, like, I went back and watched the clip.
Yeah.
It is amazing what a baby Josh Allen looks like compared to now.
Oh.
It makes me feel so old.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that? Five?
Seven?
Three? Oh, seven.
Seven, 8 years ago? Like, he's got chubby face. He looks like a cherub angel. It's like a big old toddler.
He looks like a kid.
But don't forget, he's had seven more years of, you know, in the weight room. He's way bigger probably than he was when he hit.
Then he just looks a little more mature. He looks more like an adult now. Especially with the mustache, I think. Yeah,
I mean, he's aged a little.
Can we talk about that?
Mustache and the hair.
Did you see this yesterday?
What's that?
Josh and is it the other quarterbacks? Have all grown.
Oh, I didn't know the other guys did it, too.
I saw multiple mustaches. Okay. They all grew mustaches.
Well, I know they all have beards, kind of, right?
No, Josh has a mustache now. He shaved the beard.
Oh, he does.
Going straight Marlboro Miles mustache.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So everybody looks like Stacy Keach? What? He's been in everything.
Stacy Keach.
Yeah.
Of all of the famous mustaches.
Well, give me a famous
Burt Reynolds.
That's older reference than Stacey Keach.
People know Burt.
And by the way, Stacey Keach, far better actor than Burt Reynolds. You know I love me some Burt, but Jesus Christ, man. After those movies, he phoned it in.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck's a good one.
Okay, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris hasn't been around a long time. Bro, by the way, these are all the same guy.
I understand they have to come from a certain time period. I'm saying of all of the name people you could have went with.
Kimmy's dad.
Stacey.
He's got a beard right now.
Stacey Keach sounds like a high-end breakfast you would order at a brunch. Can I get a spinach Stacey Keach, please?
I would eat that.
By the way, that's a man. I just want everyone to know. Everyone's Googling if they care, Stacey Keach, and you're spelling
it
the
wrong. He's a household name.
He is not a what house? The Keach household?
My house.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I got to Google it to make sure I'm thinking of the same actor. Stand by. What was he in?
Yeah, he was in everything, man.
Okay, you can't name something.
You can't name one thing.
I'm under pressure.
Stacy Keach was in.
What was he in?
He was in American History X, but even that's a weird movie.
No, but he was in a lot of famous stuff. He had a TV show.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, the Stacy Keach show was great.
Okay, shut up. Here's what we're
going to do. Oh, the Stacy Keach Comedy Hour.
Here's what we got. Right. This is who you use.
This is big time.
You've done. We are now 3 minutes
in. He's an 84-year-old man.
Okay.
Well, how old do you think these other guys are?
But you were saying like those other guys were old references.
Burt Reynolds dead.
Okay, but here's what Stacy Keach is known for.
Yeah.
The new Mike Hammer.
Yeah. Oh, he was in Hammer. He was in Mike Hammer.
Okay, Mike Hammer. I don't know what that is.
It was a detective show.
Okay.
And it was like number one in the 80s.
He is the guy who voiced, he's the voice for American Greed, that crime show.
Yeah.
Down in New York City. He was on Prison Break.
Yeah, good show.
Okay, that was done in 2017.
Yeah.
He was in Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke.
Groundbreaking weed movie.
He was on The Long Riders, which is, I thought, wasn't that about your mom?
So you're saying Stacy Keach banged my mom?
Oh, yeah, without question. Stash like that. And he was in American History X. Like
he was in a lot of
stuff. He wasn't even in like a major movie. Nebraska.
Oh, my God, that was a great movie.
Shut. You are not smart enough to have enjoyed Nebraska.
I saw it at the Little Theater, and I understood some of it.
Escape from L.A., The Bourne Legacy, and Fat City.
Fat City. Everybody loved Fat City.
What's that about?
It's about this city to kind of let itself go.
And I would like to point out,
yeah,
we have only talked about Stacy Keach for 4 minutes because you did this. This is your fault. Wallow in your whatever. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This doesn't make any sense. It makes less sense than referencing Stacy Keach in 2025. There is an ice cream company, and they're a very popular ice cream company. Mm-hmm. Smaller from downstate, but they sell their products all over the country. That has introduced a new flavor.
Oh,
and you saw this yesterday on TV, and it freaked
you
out.
Well, we were all a little confused. Oh, yeah, we weren't sure
what the F,
about
man.
The ingredients.
It sounds like you could get sick.
All right, so here's the thing. It turns out that this phenomenon is not limited to this ice cream. Mm. That there are, and odds statistically, people listening, who are paying not just for this ice cream, but for the product it's based off of.
I do feel that I'm the only one that can expertly talk about this subject. No.
You're sitting across from a man with two kids.
Thank you.
No. I tasted a stranger's.
Yeah.
Not connected, not a lover.
Why would my wife?
Not a family, but I'm the only one in here that has tasted this rogue.
Yeah, Kimmy, they call him the Stacy Keach of this.
I am.
We'll get into it. What, irrelevant? Next year in the Baker Bus CMF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.